Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The European Union Africa Summit is set to proceed Wednesday in Brussels after African leaders refused to heed calls by a few African nations, including Zimbabwe, to boycott or push for a postponement over invited participants.
This meeting is a meeting for heads of state, a meeting for those people who are responsible for the day-to-day running of several governments in Africa and in Europe. But the presence of Ms. Mugabe was of no significance in terms of the deliberations that were going to take place.
Public and private worker organizations call for an audit of the National Social Security Authority, NASA, following SalaryGate scandal revelations and the alleged abuse of funds by managers.
And Zimbabweans are divided over Cuthbert Dube's re-election as Zifa president for the next 4 years.
The European Union Africa Summit is going ahead as planned Wednesday in Brussels after African leaders refused to heed calls by a few African nations, including Zimbabwe, to boycott or push for a postponement over allegations that the EU was dictating the composition of African delegates. At the weekend, the EU said more than 40 African heads of state had accepted invitations to attend, with 22 from the EU confirming their participation. South Africa, though, announced that President Jacob Zuma will pass at the EU Africa Summit because of, quote, other commitments. Spokesman for South Africa's Department of International Relations, Clayson Monyela, today said Pretoria will instead be represented by International Relations Minister Maite Nkohani Mashabane. Pretoria would not say if Mr. Zuma's decision was taken in solidarity with President Robert Mugabe, whose government called for a boycott of the meeting after his wife Grace was refused a visa to attend. Mrs. Mugabe is on the EU's travel ban.
The EU barred Eritrea, Sudan and the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic from attending the summit but invited Morocco, which pulled out of the EU following its invasion of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. Egypt, which was suspended from the African Union after allegations of a military coup that toppled President Mohamed Morsi, was also invited, annoying the EU. Sudan on Sunday accused the EU of trying to divide Africa after the Western Bloc refused to invite President Omar al-Bashir to the summit. Bashir is wanted by the Hague-based International Criminal Court for alleged war crimes against humanity and genocide in Sudan's Darfur region, where conflict raged for more than a decade before South Sudan was recognized as a separate state. EU Ambassador to Harare, Aldo de la Ricia, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that their preparations for the summit have already started.
The summit is taking place, that we are expecting 40 heads of state and heads of government of the 48 African countries to participate, and 22 heads of state and heads of government from the side of the 28 member states of the European Union. There was this morning a senior official meeting in Brussels where they were fine-tuning the final statement, the final declaration of the event. There will be tomorrow a ministerial meeting to agree to have the final agreement on the text, and on the second and third there will be the summit itself.
But is it not being overshadowed, Ambassador, by some of the countries that are saying they are not happy by the manner in which African countries were invited?
I think there's been much more rumors than actual problems. For instance, when there's been these recommendations by the Committee of the Permanent Representatives in the African Union that were reunited under the format of political and security committee, they made a recommendation, and this recommendation was interpreted as a resolution, but it was just a recommendation, a non-binding one. And most of the heads of state and heads of government were not aware. They didn't mandate this committee to make this recommendation. So we were asking the different cabinets of the heads of state and heads of government, and none of them was aware of any possibility of postponement or even less cancellation of the event. So I think that there has been a kind of manipulation of the situation. There have been, of course, positions which have been taken, which is very healthy in these kind of situations. But as far as we know, most of the African countries are very keen to participate in the event.
EU Ambassador to Harare, Aldo De La Russia, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.